Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast, where we interview business owners, CEOs, executives, and whoever else I feel like. Four questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob. Here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
My name is Lance Cottrell. I'm a startup advisor. I work with early stage founders and CEOs to help them grow their company. I've been an entrepreneur myself and launched a successful startup to exit.
Sure, I love it there, Lance. Number two, what advice would you like to share? Go.
I want to talk about how to think about raising money for startups. So when you're an early stage founder, you know, you can go so far when you're bootstrapping, but at some point you're going to need to start thinking about creating some source of funds for your business. Now, a lot of people immediately assume that means you need to be going for equity, for venture capital, or reaching out to angels, but that really does lock you in. So it's important to know that when you take equity from an angel or a VC, you're really now committing to getting on a rocket ship, and any other outcome is not acceptable. So take a look at whether you want to be doing bootstrapping and just building up from your own momentum, or reaching out to angels. If you're going to go the angel and VC route, the key is to validate all of their business assumptions. This is the mistake I see more than any other, where people come in and they've got a great idea and some thoughts about how their business is going to work, but they don't actually have any proof that there are customers who will buy the thing they're trying to sell, or at the price they want to sell it, or that they can bring people in at a reasonable customer acquisition cost, or people will continue to engage after that first week. And these are all experiments that you can do fairly simply and inexpensively. But I just learned you can't navel gaze your way to success. And if you want to get funding, your deck absolutely has to have that kind of proof in it to give the investor confidence, because we know 80, 90% of our investments are going to go to zero within a couple of years. If we can do anything to improve those odds a little bit, that's a huge factor in the decisions we make.
So you mentioned it's like, you know, there's ways to do it cheaply to validate, you know, it's a good idea. How would you go about doing that?
So one of the things that I often see is people will do surveys. You can either just send it out free. There's services that you can do to do surveys. There's sites for launching new products, you know, Product Hunt, things like that, which allow you to get early feedback on that. If you want to test out your customer acquisition costs for a couple of $100, you can do some Google AdWords or some social media ads to see, is there traction around it? The product doesn't even need to exist. You just need to have a landing page where maybe people can get on a waiting list or sign up. But you now know, did that message resonate? Were they interested enough to click on it? And how many people can you get to through those sort of mechanisms? Perfect. And it's not perfect data, but it gives you a good sense of whether you're on the right track or you need to kind of pivot right now and think about something else.
Awesome. So I got another bonus question for you. So let's just say I have a startup. I've convinced you to at least have that meeting with me either on Zoom or in person. Is there anything that I can do in the first 5 minutes that would make you think I'm never going to work with this person?
You know, there is a huge amount of personal connection there. And so if you're incredibly arrogant, or you're talking down to your investor, or you sort of make grandiose claims, we are the next Google, right? If you're going to say something like that, you'd better have something truly epic to back up that statement. Yeah, hubris is not a bad thing, right? Everyone involved in doing startups has to have their fair share of ego, or you wouldn't be going into it. But it's going to be a long-term relationship. If I'm investing, I'm probably going to be seeing you regularly for 5 to 10 years. You just better not be an asshole.
I like that. There you go. Don't be an asshole. That is pretty much a great part there. Let's get to question number three. So what other top CEOs, business owners, executives, or influencers that you know that you want to give a shout out to?
You know, I think one of my favorite people, and she's got so much good advice and insight, is a CEO that I invested in and I'm on their board. Her name is Lisa Tamayo, and she's CEO of Scholar, a company that started off doing pet wearables and is now focused around creating the world's largest pet data platform.
Awesome. Awesome. Did she ever tell you she's going to be the next Google?
She did not tell me that, but I think she has potential to be gigantic.
Awesome. Love that there. So question number four, final fun question. Tell me about your most epic sale.
So my company built internet privacy tools originally, my first company. And so we had people doing bad things because we're allowing them to be anonymous. We got subpoenaed quite frequently. And one of the times we had the local FBI office come to our offices and talk to us about the person they wanted to learn about. We said, you know, we can't answer that question, but how are you doing online undercover operations? Because if you're just going out on the internet, everyone can see who you are. And it seems like that's going to wreck everything. And they said, well, actually, we don't have a really good answer to that. And we were able to take that conversation, make that FBI office our very first government customer. And within 3-4 years, it was 95% of our business.
Well, that is actually a good story. That's actually one of my personal favorite ones so far. I'm going to tell people, look at this episode for good stories. So you now have 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the fact that Darth Vader is behind you, or we can end early, whatever you want. I'm flexible.
No, we can talk a little bit. So Darth Vader's behind me because I sort of think he's my spirit animal, and most of my coolest stuff all comes from Comic-Con. But I spend most of my time these days helping startups. And so one of the things I've done is created a platform of free startup advice. And so I just like to tell people to go check that out. It's called feeltheboot.com. A lot of the people I advise started to call me the boot, and I kind of just decided to lean into it. But we've got 60 some episodes of advice on all aspects of startups. They're there as blogs. We also have a YouTube channel with videos on all of these topics. So if you're in the process of starting a company or just thinking about doing it and looking for information on how to take those first steps, I encourage you to go check it out.
It's in the description already. It's magic. And so, Lance, we got 1 minute and 45 seconds left. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or we can end early? And ending early is okay.
I think we're good.
We are good. You pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Lance, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
It does. It does. You nailed it. Your website, say it real quick.
Feeltheboot.com.
In the description, it's magic. Lance, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thanks. It's fun.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a good day now. Talk to you later. Bye.